Welcome to the Wisdom Journey with Stephen Davey. We're traveling through the Bible with a new lesson each weekday. This is episode 45. Stephen takes you to the life and example of Moses. One of the marks of a great leader is having the humility to listen to good advice. Moses did just that. Stephen's called this lesson Burnout.
In this wisdom journey, we're going to see the Lord take Moses to school to teach him how to lead the Israelite nation more effectively. As you probably know from your own experience, school isn't necessarily enjoyable. Moses is going to be enrolled by God in two challenging courses that'll teach him some lessons in leadership. I'd like to call the first course Conflict. We're going to look at it in a moment in chapter 17 of Exodus. But first, apparently word has gotten out that the Israelites are encamped at Rephidim, where they have plenty of water, thanks to the Lord who brought water from that rock when Moses struck it earlier, as we read in chapter 17. The Amalekites were cousins of the Israelites. They had descended from Esau, Jacob's brother, and just as God had prophesied, they were nomads who roamed the desert. They were eager to defeat and plunder the Israelites, and they no doubt wanted this supply of fresh water all for themselves. And so now they initiate an attack. So Moses tells Joshua to form an army, and the next day Moses goes to the top of a hill with his staff. Aaron and Hur join Moses up there at the top of the hill. It's possible that Hur is the husband of Miriam, Moses and Aaron's sister. Now, verse 11 describes the battle as Moses watches from that hilltop. We read here, "Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed, and whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed." Now, the raising of the staff in his hand essentially represented the miraculous work of God. But the problem is Moses can't hold his hands up continuously without getting tired. Now remember, since leaving Egypt, Moses has been pretty much a one-man band. He's led the people all by himself, by God's power. But now Aaron and Hur have to support Moses' arms and hold them up until, as verse 13 tells us here, Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. So it took all three of these men praying, as it were, for God's power to be revealed that day. Think about it this way. Joshua could not have succeeded battling down there without Moses. Moses couldn't have succeeded praying up there without Aaron and Hur. This same lesson, a lesson leaders need to learn, the help and support of others is critical. This is about to be expanded now even more as we sail into chapter 18. So the first course God puts Moses through in school could be conflict. The second course here in chapter 18 of Exodus, you could call this one change. Conflict and change, by the way, are difficult courses in life, aren't they? You don't usually sign up for those. Well, now to bring change about here, the Lord chooses a man Moses greatly respects. His name is Jethro. He's a priest of Midian, and he happens to be Moses' father-in-law. Moses' wife and two boys have been staying with him back at the family farm in Midian. But now Jethro sends word to Moses. It's recorded here in verse 6. "I, your father-in-law, Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons with her." Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. Well, that night, no doubt over a long dinner time, Moses tells Jethro all that the Lord has done, and man, does he ever have some stories to tell him. Like we're told down here in verse 9, Jethro rejoiced for all the good that the Lord had done to Israel and that he had delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Well, the next day, Moses is back to work. And Jethro is just sort of observing this long line of people coming to Moses all day long with disputes and problems they want him to resolve. And Jethro finally asks Moses here in verse 14, "What is it that you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone and all the people stand around you from morning until evening?" See, Jethro can clearly see that if this continues, Moses is going to completely burn out from exhaustion, and not to mention the people have to wait forever to see him. Well, Moses answers in the next verse, "The people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a dispute, they come to me, and I decide between one person and another, and I make them know the statutes of God and his laws." So in other words, I'm the only guy who can handle this responsibility. I'm the one representing God and bringing their cases to God. That's what I've been doing ever since we left Egypt. Jethro responds with very wise counsel here in verse 21. He essentially says, no, Moses. "Look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, and place such men over the people as chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, and let them judge the people at all times." In other words, Moses, you need to delegate and organize. You need to delegate leadership to other men. By the way, Moses is not to look for men who have leadership experience or know all the programs or are successful in business. He's looking for men who know and fear God. Obeying God is the highest priority for leaders. And did you notice here, make sure these men love the truth. They're men of integrity. They're not going to take a bribe. They're going to say no to what's wrong. They're going to say yes to what's right. See, Jethro emphasizes they must be men who are clean, pure, wholehearted. In other words, find men who can't be bought. Their character does not have a price tag. And what's the result going to be? Well, Jethro says here in verse 22, "It will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. If you do this, God will direct you, and you will be able to endure." Burning out isn't part of God's plan for Moses, or any other leader for that matter. In fact, Jethro's solution here implies that new leaders are going to be developed when this model of organization and delegation is implemented. Moses will actually bring into his leadership team several thousand godly men. Imagine the potential these men will bring. And finally, the people are going to be well led. In fact, here in verse 23, Jethro says, "All this people also will go to their place in peace." Now, this word also, all this people also, means that not only are the people going to be satisfied, but Moses, you're going to have some peace in your life as well. So share leadership responsibility. Develop godly leaders. Develop a team of committed Christians to share your load. This is great advice to this very day. Now, Moses could have said, "Oh, wait a second now. I'm the leader here. This is my ministry. This is what God called me to do. So I'm going to make all the decisions around here." Now, that might sound, you know, like commitment, but Moses would have failed his schooling. He would have flunked these two courses had he tried to do it all alone. Instead of digging in his heels, probably with a lot of pride, verse 24 reveals a great character trait of Moses, and that's the opposite of pride, great humility. The Bible says, "So Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he said." So let me ask you, are you willing to share your authority? Are you willing to change the way you've always done things? Are you willing to listen to someone that God has brought into your life to show you where you can lead and live and serve more effectively for Christ? Whatever your leadership style might be, make sure you listen to the Jethros God brings into your life at just the right time and respond in humility so that you can ultimately lead and serve more effectively for God's glory, not yours, not mine. It belongs to Him anyway. Well, until our next wisdom journey together, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
I trust that today's lesson from God's Word was exactly what you needed to hear today. If you'd like to know more about this wisdom journey, go to wisdomonline.org. Stephen Davey has been pastoring and teaching God's Word for over 35 years. The archive of his teaching ministry is posted online for you to access anytime. Visit wisdomonline.org and then join us again next time.